Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. This show is a little bit pre-recorded as always, but I'm on vacation and no better person to talk to when I go away that I will leave the state of Connecticut's hands in. Stephanie Abrams, president, CEO, New England Air Museum, or NEAM, as it's so lovingly, affectionately called. So I gave a little wave to Stephanie as I flew out on Friday afternoon. Stephanie, we're running into school vacations. I know you're busy, but thank you for joining me this morning. As always, I appreciate it.
It is always my pleasure to talk to you, Joey, and I hope you have a wonderful vacation.
Well, thank you.
We have a lot planned for school vacation here as well, so...
And that's the thing.
You'll be missing out on some things.
People, you know, they're always looking for something to do. The kids are home. You know, if it's hot, we want to go somewhere cool. If it's raining, we want to go somewhere indoors. You got both those things. You got some outdoor stuff. Let the kids run around a little bit, go back inside, jump in a cockpit. So we're heading into school vacation. What can people or parents or grandparents that are babysitting this week look forward to up at the New England Air Museum?
We have so much going on. I mean, I know this is radio, not television, so you can't tell. I'm only 5 feet tall, so I'm going to try to slip in with the kids. We have so much going on that I want to do all this stuff. But first of all, because we're all watching our pennies these days, for school vacation, we have a school vacation pass. It's $75 for 2 adults and 2 youth, so it's unlimited admission from April 11th to April 26th.
That is a
so
bargain.
Connecticut and Massachusetts, yes, you can come as many times as you want, and we have so much to do. Now, I know this is Saturday, but just as right. I mean, yesterday we had an open cockpit day, but we are having a lot more. So Monday, the 13th, we have mini air balloons, and this is one of those activities that you're going to notice someone who is about the same height as the children, but might look a little older because I'm going to do this. But we have mini air balloons and discover the science of lighter than air. I mean, we all love watching hot air balloons, but hot air ballooning was actually the first time that humans left the ground and took flight. And we're still fascinated with them. But you'll have the opportunity for children and adults to make your own mini air balloons, and you could take them home with you. You can drop them off of our mezzanines, which is completely safe, but pick it up and take it home. And that's included with admission or with the school vacation pass. And then on Tuesday the 14th, we have balsa airplane build. And you can actually build and test a balsa plane, which you also get to take home. Now, this one, you just have to build the buy the kit, which is $5. But you build it here with our education assistants who adore children, and you get to take that home.
I can never get those things to fly straight growing up.
You know what? I've always been fascinated by aerospace, and my dad loved it. I mean, I was also one of those kids with I had a science experiments kit in our playroom, and I used to explode things. But anyway, I digress. But yes, I actually could get them to fly. But then we're also having a space flight Lego contest. Everybody's thinking about Artemis. Everybody's thinking about space right now. So you can engineer a Lego build that could survive the extreme conditions of outer space. And this is open to ages 4 to 13 and also included. And the winners do not have to be present to win, but it's a contest. And one thing that you mentioned before, Joey, is that, you know, we want to be inside. We are enormous. We had a Lego contest here two Saturdays ago. We had 1,100 people here, and it wasn't even crowded because we have three enormous hangars.
And it's...
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
One of the things, it is weird, like you pull up to the Air Museum, you're like, it's that building? But somehow, with Whovian technology, you walk in, the place is bigger on the inside. I feel like, how do you fit these things? It's amazing the way you can fit all this stuff in there. And, you know, I'm going to lobby if you can change the hot air balloons to be called dirigibles, because that's a word I feel we need to bring back into the language, is a dirigible.
No, it's dirigible. Well, we have a dirigible. And it's fun to say. Dirigible. But why don't you say it one more time with me?
Dirigible. It is. Like, the amount of space you guys have in there, and it doesn't feel crowded, is just astonishing that you're able to pull that off with, you know, just being planes inside your living room, basically.
Well, if you think about it, because when we move a plane, we have to move like 5 aircraft to move 1 aircraft. I mean, it is. Sometimes I'm very envious of the art museums because it's, oh, I think I'm going to move this painting over there.
Boring.
You can't do that. But we have three enormous hangars, even with our Halloween Brewfest that we have every year. We have like 700 people here, plus all of the, local beer vendors, and it's just not crowded. But getting back to children, we have more. There is more. On Wednesday the 15th, we're having Horizon Wings Raptor program. And, you know, how did people who built the first aircraft, how did Leonardo da Vinci, how did people start thinking about flying? It was from observing you know, as observing birds. So we have raptors, and you'll learn all about owls and hawks and some of the fastest animals on Earth. And they're alive and they're here. And then who wouldn't love to do parachute flowers? So it's explore the science of parachutes, because even though this is just fun, there's a lot of science behind parachutes, and they've been used in war, they're used in science, and engineers really borrow ideas from nature. And again, parachutes kind of mimic the design of flowers. And this is very hands-on, and also you can build yours, drop it off the mezzanine, but also take it home. And then on Friday, Straw Rocket Challenge. That's not easy to say, but children learn under the direction of our education department to develop engineering skills to build and design their own air-powered straw rocket and see how far yours will fly. And that's also just included with general admission. And again, so there's more. And then Saturday, Earth Day event, celebrating Earth Day, and we're just going to really get the whole museum looking like spring. Then we have a paper airplane challenge. Every day there is something. Nose art and livery design station. We have Balsa airplane, another build. And then Saturday the 25th, this is incredibly exciting. We have this every year. We have Space Expo. And we have retired astronaut Dottie Metcalf-Lindberger, and she'll be speaking, and the kids can talk with her. She'll be doing autographs. But it's really just incredible. And then just one last thing I'd like to get in, and it's not just part of school vacation, but we have author Cheryl Thompson, who is an investigative reporter who worked for the Wall Street Journal and now works for public radio. But she wrote a book called Forgotten Souls, and it's about Tuskegee Airmen who disappeared and went missing, and their families for years just had to, you know, live with not knowing where they were. But our Tuskegee exhibit, the films that we have in there are great for children, because this is a past that is inspirational and great for young people to not forget this commitment to excellence and their story. I'm not letting you get a word now.
No, I'm just thinking, like, my brain was going, you have all these things coming up this week, and you ended that perfectly with the exhibit of the Tuskegee Airmen. There's also, on top of all the events you have going on, the exhibits, whether it be Women in Space, you know, and one of the things I wanted to talk to, especially today, with you were mentioning earlier, Artemis, Connecticut has an amazing history of space exploration, technology, innovation, and you guys even have those exhibits. Like, you do the events, but then there's the exhibit, so you can learn, have fun. I mean, the exhibits you guys, and they're not just like, you know, a high school diorama in a corner. Like, these are elaborate, extensive, thought-out exhibits on top of everything you're doing, Stephanie.
Yes, they are. Women in Aviation, I love when I see moms and daughters go through it. And it goes from the earliest aviators who climbed into these contraptions, Joe, you can't even imagine, and broke distance records. And then the wasps who flew in World War II and were critical to supporting the war efforts, up through, you know, women becoming engineers and pilots on commercial aircraft and senior officers in the military, and then to the women who are in space. And actually, speaking of Artemis, we have our own hero, Don Rathke, who is known as Dr. Flush. And when Artemis was having trouble with his toilet.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up.
Explaining to everybody what was wrong with the toilet, because Dr. Flush designed the first zero gravity toilet for the Apollo programs. And the kids love them because they love talking about the toilets, but also Dr. Flush, Don, was also key in getting the Apollo 13 astronauts back to Earth. What they would do is reverse engineer whatever problem is going up with any of the Apollo missions, reverse engineer it, figure out how to solve it, and then help the astronauts figure it while they were still in space.
So
we have
cool.
A space exhibit. We do. And you're right. Our exhibits are not dioramas. We have theaters with, you know, and I'm very proud to say our the videos in our theaters have won awards, and a lot of hands-on, a lot of interactive. We have virtual reality. Oh, we have simulators.
Yes.
We have an F-16 and an F-18 simulator, and they're networks. You can even dogfight. So, and we let people into a lot of our aircraft. You can actually get into the cockpit of an aircraft that flew and fought in World War II and touch the same controls.
So two things. So, I need a tour with Stephanie one day, and we need to dogfight in a simulator. Like, we need to put this on the calendar. This needs to happen this summer, Stephanie.
You're on.
There's just so many things going on up there. Again, if anyone wants more information, it's the New England Air Museum, NEAM.org. So many things. You know, you're looking for something to do with the kids this vacation, the summertime coming up, always something to do. So our guest this morning has been Stephanie Abrams, president, CEO, head co-pilot of the Air Museum. I appreciate you joining me this morning. You know, people are looking for something to do. Get out, be a tourist in your own state, because there's things like the New England Air Museum, other venues in the state, and other things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.